Marketing isn't the silver bullet you think it is. I find it ironic that people put so much pressure on something, i.e., marketing, that they struggle to allocate funds towards. If one believes marketing should work instantaneously, right, why are so many people so reluctant to pay for it? Today, I want to talk about some misconceptions around the subject of marketing. And I constantly run into these misconceptions, and so I want to debunk them. Want to know more about it? Stick around for today's podcast.
Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we?
Hi, guys. I'm Andrea Patrick, the BU Boss. And on this podcast, we're talking about constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. Welcome, welcome if you're listening the audio version or if you are seeing me on YouTube. Howdy. Listen, in addition to these misconceptions about marketing, I also want to share a concept that will help you reprogram your brain, reprogram your thinking around the subject of marketing, and hopefully open you up to the possibilities that come from creating marketing strategies for your business. Now, the last thing I want to talk about in this podcast are three areas of your business that I know you may not have ever considered to be marketing or prime opportunities to implement marketing strategies in. So if that is what you want to hear, you are in the right place. Let's dive deep into these topics right now. So the first misconception that I want to talk about is the fact that people think marketing equals sales. That is not true. Sales falls under the marketing umbrella, but marketing does not equal sales. Marketing is what drives the attention, the focus, if you will, of your ideal audience to your particular product or service. It's what gets eyeballs on your product or service. Now, whether or not someone decides to purchase after they've put eyeballs on your product or service is really up to the value that they see in your product or service, which is why a lot of marketing, the behind the scenes of marketing, in my opinion, is helping you to develop the social proof that you need. It's helping you to perfect the value that you're bringing to the table to create the amazing customer experience. Marketing is about building up a reputation, getting the referrals. It's about building those relationships, the rapport that ultimately get you the referrals. That is how you can build a solid foundation for your business so that when people are attracted, they want to engage with you and subsequently they want to purchase your product or service. So this misconception that marketing equals sales is false. Marketing is the umbrella. Sales is something that falls under marketing, but without marketing, sales don't happen. You can get a sale, and regardless of whether or not you spent lots of money on it, the marketing may have just been word of mouth, but that is still marketing. It is the vehicle in which you attract and engage with your ideal audience. It is the method that you use to get eyeballs on your product. Now, the next misconception is you don't need to be involved in your marketing process. Well, sorry, sis, but that's just not true. And this is something that I deal with in my business because I want to help my clients with the fundamentals, the foundation of their marketing, of their business, and how they attract, engage, and ultimately influence their ideal audience. But in order for me to do it and do it effectively, my clients have to be involved, right? I need as a marketing agency, I need your feedback. I need your content. I need those pictures, the videos. Those things have to be given to me in order for me to tell your brand's story in an appropriate way, in a way that is going to evoke emotion, that is going to pique the interest of your ideal audience. So you have to be involved because only you understand your why. Only you know how you connect to your audience because you have done your homework, right? Like, you know who your audience is, You know where they're going to get their information. You know their journey to the problem that they're having. And only you know how you connect to that problem. Now, as a marketer, I can go in, I can do all the market research on your ideal audience. But what I can't do is understand how you feel you connect to said audience. So you cannot pay someone like me, a marketing agency, to come in to do your marketing and simply walk away. You have to be involved. Okay. So you need to stop holding your marketing expert hostage and making them the culprit when things don't go right. Because if we can't get the information from you, the data we need to create the brand narrative that's going to attract, engage, and influence, then we can't help you attract, engage, and influence effectively or efficiently, right? The next misconception is you should have results in 30 days. I tell my clients not to expect to see anything until the first 90 days, at least 90 days. Marketing is not a it's not a what do you call a transactional process. Marketing is testing, testing, testing. It's more scientific. We have to test different methods for doing things. We have to adjust. For those tests, we have to make sure that we are doing our due diligence and staying on top of things because things are constantly changing. So we cannot expect results in the first 30 days because in the first 30 days, we're actually just testing to see what's going to work. It's not until we land on the thing that we know is going to provide consistent results after looking at analytics and understanding our actions that we can then drill down on those things that are working to subsequently begin to see results. So if you are thinking that you're going to hire someone and your results are going to show up in the first 90 days, you're absolutely wrong. In some aspects of marketing, if your project is a larger project and you are trying to put forth, make a big impact, those can take 3 to 4 business quarters. Yes, that's like a year, basically, it could take a year to start seeing the traction that is being gained from the marketing work. So you have to give your expert time and manage your expectations around how effective the marketing tips and techniques you're receiving are going to be in your business. It is not a quick fix. And actually, if you find that there is a marketer telling you that they can get you all of these results in this fast, I would be very concerned and I would be skeptical as to whether or not those tactics are going to be long lasting or if they are going to be fleeting and you're building your marketing practice, your marketing strategy on a house of cards. I wouldn't do it. I advise my clients not to do it, but for sure, you should have the expectation that your marketing strategy is going to take a good 3 months before you begin seeing results. All right, now I talked to you about a new concept that I wanted to share with you that I am really excited about. It is probably not new to a lot of people, but I hope that it's going to give you a visual because I want to know, are you struggling with your marketing? How are you? What are your thoughts on some of the marketing experts that you've dealt with in the past? Are you seeing some of the challenges that I've described where someone's come in and they've told you that they can do all these magical things and then you pay them the first month, you don't see results? Or they are getting your results, but you find that you are constantly trying to filter through the minutiae of the wrong people coming to you. That's a thing as well. Let me know in the comments down below if that is something that you have struggled with in the past or if that's something you're dealing with right now. I would love to know that, and I can definitely create some content to help you navigate through those waters if you're interested. So, now this concept, I want you to think about marketing as a toolbox. For those of you watching, if you've ever done a craft project, if you are someone who likes to tinker with cars, if you're someone who likes to do DIY projects in your home, you know that oftentimes you have a toolbox, right? You have something that is housing all of the tools you're going to need for your project. That is what I want you to think of marketing as. It is the toolbox. Within that toolbox that you bring to your project, you will find there are multiple tools to help you accomplish your goal. There's social media, there's email marketing, there is newsletter, there is podcasts, blogs, there are videos, there's in-person word of mouth, there are partnerships. There are tons and tons of tools, affiliate marketing, there are tons and tons of tools at your disposal to help you with your project. The key is devising a strategy and understanding how to use each tools effectively and efficiently to help you achieve your goal. So if you think of marketing as this toolbox, it is going to help you fulfill the strategy that you have put in place and do the actions required to help you achieve your goal. So again, hero content, that's your blog post, your newsletter, your videos, your podcast, email marketing, social media, public relations is one, web design, web management, and then like I mentioned, the partnerships. Here also, you want to have a way to implement the strategy. You want there to be a positive customer experience from the way and the order in which you use your tools. And you want to make sure that you are building relationship and community around the strategy that you put in place with the use of these tools. Now, I also mentioned to you lastly that the last thing I wanted to talk about was the areas that you may not have considered using marketing in your business. Now, yes, marketing is designed to help you with sales. We've already established that fact. Yes, if you are looking to increase your revenue, the toolbox is going to help you by identifying the right tools, creating the strategy so that all the things work together for good so that you can accomplish the goal of increasing your revenue. However, marketing is also an area in which you can attract, engage, and influence new employees. So for your onboarding process, when you are looking for the right people to help you in your business, marketing is also a great opportunity to create a company culture. And then as you create that company culture, you are engaging and influencing your current employees to accept that culture, to abide by that culture, and to represent you when they are out in the field. Lastly, when it comes to pitching your business to other brands, if you want to be a content creator, if you want to partner with certain businesses, recently I've started to do a different type of lead generation and elevate my client base. Well, that is requiring some of the tools in my marketing toolbox to help me attract, engage, and influence this new customer base. So it's pitching your business for partnerships and government contracts. Maybe you want to start procuring contracts this next year. Well, you need to make yourself look attractive to the government. So you have to get all your ducks in a way, in a row, social proof, things of that nature. But then you also have to have all of the social proof, which means you may have to go out, attract, engage, and influence other people to provide you that social proof. Marketing is not just about sales. I am so sorry to bust your bubble, but it is so much more involved. And again, if you think of it in terms of a toolbox, I'm gonna get a really cool blinged out toolbox. You watch and see. I'm gonna go look for that today. If I can't find one, I might make one. Because I want you really to have this visual and understand that number one, just like it takes you months and months and months to build a home using tools from a toolbox, by the way, the same applies to your marketing. The concept of marketing is about attracting, engaging, and influencing, convincing or attracting people to your product, putting eyes on your product or service in a way that they feel it can solve their problem, and ultimately they will use you to solve that problem. But it requires a lot of tools. It requires patience, just like when building a home. You have different stages of building a home. You have the foundation. You have the construction of the walls. You have with the 2x4s. You've got the insulation that has to go in. You have the sheetrock. You have the electrical, the plumbing, the roof, the chimney. You have all of these various aspects of building a home. If you want that house to withstand the hail and the storm, you want to make sure you're building it right. Use my toolbox that I'm telling you about, this marketing toolbox. Reprogram your brain and remember that marketing is not just sales related. It is not a transactional part of your business. It is a relational part of your business that ultimately can get you sales. But as we think about this, you have to also remember your product has to be of value. You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. If you are finding that you are bringing people to your water, but no one's drinking, it could be that the water itself is not good. And so you have to make sure that the product or service that you are selling is a value add to the people that you are trying to sell it to. Sales is a part of marketing, but before you can get to the sale, you have to attract, engage, and ultimately influence your buyer to bet on you or your product. In this next podcast that I've shared with you in the show notes, I'm sharing tips to attract the right people to you. It's proof that you have to be involved in the marketing of your business. If you enjoyed this particular podcast, however, please subscribe and share it with someone who could benefit from constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I look forward to you coming back and visiting me again next week. Please comment. Let me know how you feel about the podcast. As you know, I am a self-published, self-hosted podcast. And so getting it out there to the masses really depends on your reviews, your comments, and you engaging with me. So if you have enjoyed constantly evolving and being open to failing forward this year, please make sure that you are subscribed, so that you can get all of the juicy details. We're about to round out the year, guys. So make sure you're subscribed if you haven't already. That way you can go back and listen to the year's podcast episodes. We've had one a week, so you'll have 52 that you can listen to between now and the start of our season 6. Oh my God, season 6. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.